The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, April 17th. What to know today about President Trump's three-phase roadmap to reopen the economy and the key things states will be looking for to start the process. And a new study about what might make even younger people more at risk for severe COVID-19. Plus, how Instagram is supporting small businesses, Lady Gaga's major live-streamed event, and how a $1,200 donation goal turned into $16 million. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There are new details now about the federal government's recommendations to reopen the country gradually. President Trump revealed these new White House guidelines that he's already passed on to governors. They suggest states follow a three-phase process. In phase one, people should continue to work from home if possible and avoid contact with more than 10 people. But churches, movie theaters, gyms, and sports venues would be able to reopen, maybe. At this phase, it's only advised they reopen if they can support strict social distancing. That means people inside are able to stay at least 6 feet away from each other. Then there's phase two. Schools and bars can start to reopen at that point, and non-essential travel can start back up. People could also get elective surgeries again, and gatherings with up to 50 people could be okay. And finally, phase three. Employers can start to fully staff workplaces, people would be able to visit hospitals and nursing homes again, and we would only have to worry about limited social distancing. And throughout the process, the guidelines say the most vulnerable people should take extra precautions and get special accommodations. Each phase would last at least 2 weeks to make sure they aren't causing big increases in new COVID-19 infections. And of course, if there is another uptick in cases, more restrictions could be put back in place. As far as timing, President Trump says some states could start this process now because they're in pretty good shape. Others will have to wait until they see the number of cases drop. There's no clear timeline. And ultimately, these decisions are up to the leaders in each state. Some are also coming out with their own, more specific plans. One big consideration, though, is COVID-19 testing. Many state leaders have said they don't know how bad their situations are because people haven't been able to get tested. NBC News reports the White House is exploring its options. It says one of the proposals being considered would involve the federal government partnering with tech companies. The goal would be to increase testing capacity to at least 3 million tests a day. Right now, only about 140,000 Americans are being tested each day. And at this point, there doesn't seem to be a concrete plan to increase that, but a senior administration official says the White House is close to making an announcement about it. We may also hear about plans for more contact tracing. That's when people locate those who have been exposed to the coronavirus to warn them and tell them to quarantine. The New York Times says the CDC plans to hire a fleet of people, hundreds of people, to help with this. The agency is also apparently hoping to divert 25,000 Census Bureau workers and others to do contact tracing in the coming weeks and months. The latest government report shows another 5.2 million Americans filed unemployment claims last week, and it means as many as 22 million people have lost their jobs just in the past month. It also further shows how the crisis has moved beyond the service and travel industries and impacted white-collar employees as well, including legal assistants, software programmers, and even some healthcare workers. Economists say there is no industry immune from the effects of this outbreak. In fact, many small businesses are still waiting for help from the government. Remember, in the last economic relief package, Congress designated $350 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program. It was to help small businesses and encourage them to keep employees on their payroll. Well, now the Wall Street Journal reports it's out of money, and lawmakers still have not come to a compromise to add to it. Well, unfortunately, the number of daily deaths in the U.S. from the new coronavirus is still going up. It hit an all-time high, nearly doubling the last record, with nearly 4,600 deaths recorded within 24 hours. But researchers are starting to get some clues about what might make some people more vulnerable than others. A new NYU study says COVID-19 could be more dangerous in obese people. It found even COVID-19 patients who were younger than 60 years old were much more likely to be admitted to the hospital if they were obese. Researchers suggested obesity could be the most significant risk factor only after older age, though it is worth noting this study has not been peer-reviewed yet. Still, they say America's obesity epidemic might also be nudging rates of severe illness and death higher in the U.S. than in countries like South Korea and Italy, where obesity rates are lower. All of that said, there's more reported progress to find treatments for COVID-19. Stat News reports a clinical trial in Chicago is seeing promising results. The report says most of the patients in the trial came in severely ill, but were discharged from the hospital within a week. The treatment is an antiviral called remdesivir. But to be clear, this is based on just partial data, so there's still no real evidence it actually works. The doctor we spoke with in this week's Thing to Know Thursday interview is also studying that same drug and said while she agrees it's promising, it's too early to know for sure. She expects concrete data in about a month or two. 2020 could end up being the warmest year on record. Scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA, says there's more proof of a long-term warming trend. Earth just logged its second hottest February and March ever, and the warmest January in recorded history. It says the warmth is especially unusual since El Niño, which can drive climate extremes, is unlikely to return this year. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor today, Rothy's. In these unusual times, Rothy's hopes to brighten your day with beautiful, sustainable products and content. Rothy's shoes are chic, incredibly comfortable, and sustainable. And by the way, they're machine washable, too. Yes, all in one pair of shoes. And you can feel great about buying them. Rothy's are carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. They even operate their own manufacturing workshop where they prioritize sustainability. And Rothy's ship with just the box, so there's no unnecessary packaging. Then you just start wearing them. No break-in period required. I can vouch for that. There's also free shipping and free returns, so there's no risk to try. Check it out. I love my red pair from the Merino collection, but they have a variety of designs and colors, and they launch new styles all the time. So take a look at the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. They'll be your new favorite flats. Now back to the news. Facebook is taking fact-checking to a new level. Soon, anyone who has liked or commented on a post with false information about the new coronavirus will get a message in their feed. That message will direct them to the World Health Organization site, where the agency debunks myths about the virus. Facebook will not tell users which exact post was false. It will just try to get them reading more accurate information. This new type of notification will start popping up over the next few weeks. But already in March alone, Facebook put up warnings on 40 million posts that contained dangerous or false information about COVID-19. The company also launched a new section called Get the Facts, which provides people with articles that have been checked for accuracy. Instacart won't just deliver food anymore. Now it can get your prescriptions, too. TechCrunch reports the delivery service is expanding Costco pharmacy pickups to more than 200 locations in the U.S. So Costco members can now have qualifying medications dropped off at their doors in sealed tamper-proof bags. Of course, Costco customers can add other things to their delivery as well, like groceries and cleaning supplies. If you'd rather shop small, though, head over to Instagram. The platform is supporting small businesses with new stickers for Instagram stories. The stickers make it easy for people to order food and even buy gift cards from their favorite businesses, as well as donate to fundraisers. What if Prince Harry and Meghan Markle came knocking at your door with a delivery? Well, they're doing just that for chronically ill people in Los Angeles. CNN reports it's part of a partnership with the nonprofit Project Angel Food. They actually dropped off a week's worth of food at people's homes, showing up themselves to do it while wearing face masks and gloves. Other celebrities continue to help out during this pandemic as well, like singer Pink making homemade soups for her local food bank, and SNL star Michael Che paying 1 month's rent for 160 families in public housing. There's also that star-studded special spearheaded by Lady Gaga. It's happening tomorrow night. The event is called One World Together at Home. It's meant to celebrate frontline workers battling this pandemic. It'll include performances by musicians like Elton John, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, and Stevie Wonder, just to name a few. You can watch the two-hour special live on TV networks at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's even a pre-show live stream on social media and other streaming channels slated to go on for a whopping 6 hours. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by a company that will make you feel like a kid again, Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is the best way to recreate your favorite childhood cereal, but in a healthy way with zero sugar and 12 grams of protein and flavors like fruity and frosted. Order it online at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use our promo code newsworthy to get free shipping. So today we're talking about how a British World War II veteran is again stepping up to serve his country. Tom Moore is 99 years old. He wanted to raise money to help doctors and nurses fighting this coronavirus pandemic, so he came up with a fundraiser. He decided he'd walk 10 laps a day in his garden with his walker until hitting 100 laps total before his 100th birthday later this month. He asked people to follow his progress and donate. His goal was to raise about $1,200. Well, CBS News reports by the time he walked his 100th lap, he had raised $16 million for healthcare workers. All right, thank you so much for listening and sharing about the show on social media. We so appreciate you recommending the Newsworthy to others so we can keep more people informed. And a reminder about Podapalooza. It's a two-day virtual podcast festival raising money for COVID-19 relief. You can donate whatever amount you can to get your pass and then discover new podcasts along the way. You'll even hear a special bonus episode from us. Go to plza.org to learn more and take part. The Newsworthy is ready every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news you need to know on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.